stab of adrenaline in the veins, some steroids, some fluids, some antihistamines, and an intensive care unit down the corridor in case things go a little bit wrong. So how do we balance up these conflicting interests? How do we balance up whether we want specialised centralised units for strokes and heart attacks, or whether we want lots of localised A&Es for all the other emergencies? Well, I contend that the policy makers haven't actually made their decisions on an evidence base. I was looking through some of the evidence, and there's a paper in the Emergency Medicine Journal, so this is written by people that know what they're talking about, emergency doctors. And they looked at about 10,000 hospital or journeys to hospital in ambulances over a four-year period. And these were all life-threatening emergencies, and it was all of them lumped in together. Heart attacks, strokes, alongside the other things like asthma attacks, anaphylactic shock. They found that for every kilometre further you travel to hospital, there's a 2% relative increase in mortality. That's every kilometre further you have to go to hospital, 2% increase in relative mortality. Now, the proposed alternative to Charing Cross, St Mary's, is 6.4 kilometres away. So I'll let you do the mathematics. I don't think this is an acceptable cost. They've taken all the illnesses into account in that paper, all the emergencies, and I think that's one reason why we need our local A&Es. Now, let me also talk about patient confusion, because what's going to replace these A&Es that we lose at Charing Cross, at Hammersmith and Ealing, what's going to be in their place? It's called urgent care centres. That's what Shaping a Healthier Future wants to put in their place. What is an urgent care centre? I looked into it a little bit, and in some of the Shaping a Healthier Future documentation, it gave some examples of what conditions should go to an A&E and what conditions should go to an urgent care centre. They said if you've got a sickle cell crisis, you should go to an A&E, whereas if you need x-rays and other tests,